The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
What if I could tell you the future? Who doesn't want to know what's ahead and where our world is heading? Believe it or not, there is a source that does reveal the future in detail and in easy-to-understand language. I'm not talking about vague Nostradamus-type utterings that are open to liberal interpretations. I'm talking about specific pronouncements about the days in which we live, right now, today, and what's ahead for mankind, and how this is going to impact your life and that of your loved ones. The source that gives history in advance is not hidden away in a cave. It's not going to be found with some obscure self-proclaimed prophet on the internet. No, it's found in the most common of all books, and it's likely that you own a copy. Now, you've probably guessed by now that I'm talking about the book known as the Bible. Do you realize that from one quarter to one third of this book is prophetic in nature? What does it say? And can its prophecies be trusted? I challenge you to watch this program and see for yourself five clearly stated predictions that are either already being fulfilled or are unfolding before your very eyes. And I further challenge you to open a copy of this remarkable book and read these predictions for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. In fact, you shouldn't take my word for it. You should believe it because you can read it for yourself out of this book of all books. Its prophecies have been around for millennia. So isn't it time you opened the Bible and found out for yourself what it actually says? There's no other book or source of information on this planet that can accurately tell you the future before it happens. You and your family need the vital truths found in this book. I'll also be offering you an absolutely free DVD that will help you prepare for the shocking future ahead. So stay tuned and be ready to see what the Bible predicts for our day right now. A very warm welcome to all of you from all of us here at Tomorrow's World. And I especially want to welcome all of you who are viewing this program for the first time. Our world is in trouble, and many wonder where it is heading. Wars are taking place in North Africa and the Middle East with little real hope of peace anytime soon. Oh yes, we may have temporary truces and treaties, but how can these agreements succeed when a general lack of trust prevails and hatred is so deep-seated? How can there be peace when one side wants the other side totally annihilated and they make no bones about it? This brings us to the first of five biblical prophecies that we can see being fulfilled today right before our very eyes. Prophecy number one is, Jerusalem will be a hotbed of political unrest that will impact the whole world. The prophet Zechariah has much to say about this city, especially what would happen to it at the time of the end. Notice this prophecy in the 12th chapter and verses 2 and 3. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. It's important to note that when Zechariah speaks of the tribe of Judah, he's talking about the Jewish people in relation to the city of Jerusalem. We can take that fact for granted today, but some may not understand that the Jewish people have not always been in control of Jerusalem. In 135 AD, the Jews were expelled from Jerusalem and did not retain control over the region again until 1948, when the Jewish state of Israel came into being. It wasn't until 1967, during the Six-Day War, that they took over all of Jerusalem. So this is significant in the light of Bible prophecy and world events. Zechariah 12 and verse 10 further clarifies the time in which this takes place, which is after Jesus' first coming. Notice that when God intervenes, that it is after the crucifixion of Christ. Zechariah 12 and in verse 10, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced." Christ was pierced while he hung on a stake. He was pierced through his hands and feet, and later a spear was thrust into his side. This was 31 A.D. This verse in Zechariah is referring to a future time when the same Jesus Christ will return to save the Jews from complete destruction. The 14th chapter of Zechariah reveals that the timing of the prophecy and the conditions at the time of its fulfillment is the day of the Lord, the time of God's direct intervention in the affairs of the world, the second coming of Jesus Christ as seen in verse 1. Verse 2 then reveals two facts that should cause us to take notice. If you have your Bible, turn over to Zechariah, the 14th chapter, and verses 1 and 2. "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity." Do we not see that Jerusalem today is the focal point of trouble in the world, with many nations gathered together against the Jews? And secondly, do we not see that it is a divided city, something that is strongly suggested by the fact that only half will go into captivity? Is this just coincidence, or is it a sign that these prophecies are truly real? The next two verses tell us that the Lord, a reference to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to save the Jews. "Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south." And the time setting is very specific. These predictions would not be fulfilled until the time of Christ's return, when it tells us in verse 9, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth." This is remarkable in light of today's news and geopolitical scene. But if all this is not significant enough, consider the issues that have caused Jerusalem to be such a troubled spot. Consider the fact that when Zechariah made these predictions, the city was home to only one of three major religions who now claim it. Christianity, in all of its forms, did not start until the first century. And Islam, which seems to be most at odds with the Jews, did not begin until the 7th century A.D. So our first prophecy that we can see taking place right before our eyes is Jerusalem will be a hotbed of political unrest that will impact the whole world. In a minute, we'll look at another astounding prophecy that has a Jerusalem connection. But if you think about this situation from a global perspective, you realize that this trouble in the Middle East is not going to be confined to that part of the world, and that there is great trouble on the horizon. The Bible refers to this soon coming time as the Great Tribulation. The Bible further indicates that there is hope for those who repent and follow God's way, that you can escape the Great Tribulation. To help you do so, we are offering a free DVD titled Escape the Great Tribulation. As the world explodes into war, famine, and total chaos, God promises to provide safety for individuals who zealously act on His calling. You need to know how to escape. So pick up the phone, write, or go to our website and order Escape the Great Tribulation. And don't go away, because I'll be right back to give you four more biblical prophecies that are taking place before your very eyes.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
Before the break, I gave you the first of five specific biblical prophecies that we can see being fulfilled today. Number one was, Jerusalem will be a hotbed of political unrest for the whole world. Why is it that people are unable to connect the dots between such a profound prophecy and what they see in their nightly news? There's so much that people don't know about this amazing book known as the Bible. Now, here's our second prophecy that is only capable of being fulfilled in recent times. Number two, instantaneous worldwide communications. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John records that there will be two men who are given power from God to warn the world against its rebellion toward our Creator. And they will bring supernatural plagues on mankind to back up this warning. This will occur over a period of 3.5 years. But at the end of that time, God will allow His enemies to kill these two men in the city of Jerusalem. Now notice in Revelation the 11th chapter, beginning in verse 9, and I'll read this from the New International Version. For 3.5 days, some from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. This is described as a worldwide event, referring to peoples, tribes, languages, and nations. It speaks of the inhabitants of the earth. Now, without modern technologies and forms of communication, this would be impossible over such a short period of time. Clearly, this prophecy requires the kind of high-speed communication that has been developed over the last half century. This was predicted over 1,900 years ago when there were no powerful rockets carrying satellites into space, no computers, no smartphones, no understanding of electricity, and so much more that is essential for instant communication. You can most likely watch something happening right now, live, on every continent on the earth, something you couldn't do even 10 or 15 years ago. We now come to our third prophecy that is closely associated with modern communication. Number three is a knowledge and transportation explosion. The prophet Daniel made this succinct prediction regarding the lead-up to man's self-rule coming to an end. The very fact that it took the entire time from when Daniel wrote these words, over 2,500 years ago, until very recently, indicates how profound this prophecy is. There was nothing that Daniel could look to in his world that would remotely indicate what we read in Daniel the 12th chapter and verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. We have mentioned this many times here at Tomorrow's World, because this is such a simple yet profound statement. From the time of Daniel on down to the 20th century, people mostly traveled about by foot, wind power, or horsepower. Experiments with steam and internal combustion engines goes back a couple centuries, but mass transit did not come into its own until the 20th century. What a leap it has been from the Wright brothers' first flight to passenger air travel today. Who could have imagined today's worldwide transportation infrastructure even as little as 100 years ago? And now we have pilotless planes and cars that drive themselves. Who could have imagined that even a few years ago? And what about the incredible increase in knowledge in the last half century? It is unprecedented and mind-boggling. Notice this astounding quote from IndustryTap.com. Buckminster Fuller created the knowledge doubling curve. He noticed that until 1900, human knowledge doubled approximately every century. By the end of World War II, knowledge was doubling every 25 years. Today, things are not as simple as different types of knowledge have different rates of growth. But on average, human knowledge is doubling every 13 months. According to IBM, the build-out of the Internet of Things will lead to the doubling of knowledge every 12 hours. The exact speed that knowledge doubles is debatable, but one cannot rationally dispute the idea that we are in a knowledge explosion, the likes of which the world has never known. A prophet 2,500 years ago could never imagine our current world, made up of automobiles, airplanes, and luxury liners, nor computer chips, televisions, and smartphones. Just think about it. 12 men landed on the moon and returned safely. We routinely launch satellites into orbit to spy on one another, to guide our GPS or sat-nav devices, and to send radio and telephone signals all over parts of the earth. Then there are our military machines that we use to kill one another with stealth, speed, and brutality. What a world we live in. And all this comes at the exact same time that accompanies the other two prophecies we've looked at so far today. As we're seeing, the Bible accurately predicts future events, and we will look at two more remarkable prophecies momentarily. But before we continue, I want to tell you about this important DVD that we're offering free of charge on today's program. The Bible shows that there's a time of trouble coming such as the world has never seen, and you need to prepare for it. This DVD, Escape the Great Tribulation, contains three past programs that help you prepare for prophesied end-time events. This DVD has already been paid for through the tithes and offerings of members of the Living Church of God, the body of people behind this work. So order your free copy of Escape the Great Tribulation. And I'll be right back with biblical prediction number 4 in 30 seconds.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
So far on today's program, we've seen three remarkably accurate Bible prophecies that were made 1900 and even 2500 years ago. Prophecies that you can see being fulfilled today, right before your own eyes, in living high-definition color. First of all, Jerusalem will be a hotbed of political unrest that will impact the whole world. 2, instantaneous worldwide communications. And 3, a knowledge and transportation explosion. It's now time for our fourth biblical prophecy, and it comes straight from that mysterious biblical book, Revelation. But there is nothing difficult to understand about this prophecy. Prophecy number 4 is a population explosion, especially in Asia. Population growth has not come about in a straight line. It's estimated that it wasn't until 1804 that the population of the world reached 1 billion for the first time. It was another 123 years before it reached 2 billion in 1927. But it took only 33 years to reach 3 billion in 1960. Thereafter, the global population reached 4 billion in 1974, 5 billion in 1987, 6 billion in 1999. This unprecedented rapid increase has been troubling to some writers and scientists who believe populations are outstripping the Earth's resources. They've predicted limits to the number of people they believe can live on planet Earth. And time again, they've been wrong. Nearly 50 years ago, famine 1975 and the population bomb predicted dire consequences. But the Earth's populations have more than doubled since then to more than 7.4 billion. But discerning students of the Bible should not be surprised, and here's why. The book of Revelation makes this amazing statement in chapter 9 and verses 14 and 16. Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. Such an army requires a population that would have been incomprehensible in the 90s AD. This was approximately the total population of the entire earth when John wrote this. And note that this great army comes from the east of the Euphrates River, where today about half of mankind is found. So prophecy number four is a population explosion, especially in Asia. Before I give you our fifth prophecy, one that is on the brink of being fulfilled, I want to give you one more opportunity to call or go online to receive our free offer for today, Escape the Great Tribulation. A terrible time of trouble such as the world has never seen is coming. So says your Bible. So says God. We cannot predict the exact time, but look around you. We live in a dangerous world that is becoming more dangerous with each passing day. These problems will not go away until Christ puts an end to it. Be prepared. Order your free copy of Escape the Great Tribulation. And I'll be right back with our last astonishing prophecy that could only be fulfilled in our lifetime. So stay with me.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
Welcome back. In spite of the great advances in knowledge at the end of the age, the Bible shows that mankind will come to a place where all human life could be destroyed, except for the intervention of Almighty God. And this is our fifth Bible prediction. Mankind will come to the brink of self-inflicted annihilation. The prophet Daniel was given some truly remarkable prophecies, some already fulfilled, while many are for what is referred to as the time of the end. It is in this context that he wrote the following in chapter 12 and verse 1. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Notice that this is consistent with other biblical prophecies relating to the time of the end. Here's one from the prophet Jeremiah, where in chapter 30 and verse 7, the prophet wails, "Alas, for that day is great so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble." Now notice what Jesus Christ adds when referring to this time. Here it is in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. "For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved." The annihilation of all human and animal life from our planet was not possible until the latter half of the 20th century. The atom bomb, then the hydrogen bomb, along with newly developed chemical and biological weapons, and the means of delivering them, changed that. Only the intervention of Almighty God will stop mankind's headlong march toward oblivion. As we're told in verse 22, "But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." So prophecy number 5 is, mankind will come to the brink of self-inflicted annihilation. We are living today when Jerusalem is a hotbed of political unrest and is impacting the whole world. We are watching as events in that part of the world play out in our evening news. As we move forward, you will see Jerusalem become an even greater international concern. We are living in a time of instantaneous worldwide communication. We take it for granted as an everyday part of our lives, but it was unthinkable only a few years ago. Such communication systems could only be made possible as a result of our third biblical prophecy, knowledge and transportation explosions. Because knowledge has exploded and we are able to efficiently move men and materials freely about on a scale the world has never before seen, instantaneous worldwide communication is now possible. Such knowledge and transportation has also contributed to a population explosion, especially in Asia. But in spite of all these technological advances, we live in a troubled world, and the Bible tells us that what happens in Jerusalem in the Middle East is going to explode into a war that would bring about our fifth prophecy, mankind will come to the brink of self-inflicted annihilation. How could a literary work composed by 40 different authors over the course of 1,500 years accurately predict the conditions in our present world? These were not mere men making these predictions. As we are told in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 19 to 21, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, or better yet, origin. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." I urge you to go to your phone or computer right now and order your own free copy of our DVD, Escape the Great Tribulation. You need to know the truth. You need to know how you can escape. And be sure to come back next week when Richard Ames, Wallace Smith, guest presenter Rod McNair, and I will bring you more of today's news in the light of end time prophecies. So until next time, may the peace and truth of Almighty God and Jesus Christ be with you all.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.